Chapter 19, So Near and Yet So Far. Namerica and Samerica are two names printed in large letters across my map of North America and South America. Namerica and Samerica sound like brothers, Nam and Sam Erica. They look as if the Creator had pulled them just as far apart as he could without pulling them quite in two. They are held together by a little piece of land called Central America, and the very thinnest part of Central America, the part as thin as a leaf stem, is called the Isthmus of Panama, spelled Isthmus, but sounded Ismus. On one side of the isthmus is the Atlantic, and on the other side the Pacific Ocean, so near to each other and yet so far. Ships that wanted to get from one ocean to the other couldn't get across this little strip of land. They had to go the long way round, all the way round the bottom of Samerica, thousands of miles out of the way. There was no way at all round the top of Numerica, for both land and ice were in the way up there. It seemed a terribly long distance for a ship to have to go, just because it couldn't cross this little strip of land. It was as if you were motoring and the road came to a river, and there was no bridge, and a sign said, Detour, 10,000 miles. It was the longest detour, ITWW. Naturally, people tried to find a way not to make that detour. Some men suggested wheeling ships across the isthmus. They said, Let us lift a ship out of the water on a kind of huge elevator, then put it on a huge truck, push it across the isthmus to the other ocean, then lower it into the water again by another huge elevator. But it seemed simpler to cut a canal across the isthmus so that a ship might sail straight through from one ocean to the other. On the map, this looked easy enough. Just a snip with the scissors or a nick with a knife. But that little stem of land was over 30 miles across, and there were mountains in the way, too. They have many earthquakes in Central America, and if one of these earthquakes had only cracked the Isthmus of Panama across and broken Numerica and Sumerica apart, it would have been very convenient. But earthquakes don't do helpful things like that. They make cracks where you don't want them. Why did ships want to get from one ocean to the other anyway? Why shouldn't those on one side stay on that side, and those on the other side stay on the other side? Well, your mother goes downtown shopping for things to wear and things to eat and furniture for the house. So ships go shopping, shipping, shopping, around the world. Ships from the countries around the Atlantic Ocean go shopping to countries around the Pacific Ocean for tea and china dishes and silk stockings. And ships from countries around the Pacific Ocean go shopping to countries around the Atlantic Ocean for things they want and haven't got. That's one reason why ships wanted to get from one ocean to the other, and they didn't want to go the long way round, 10,000 miles out of the way, if they could possibly help it. So at last, a company of men from France on the other side of the ocean, who knew how to dig canals, for they had already dug a long canal, started to dig a canal across the isthmus. Now, the Isthmus of Panama used to be the most unhealthful place, ITWW. The Indians and black men who lived there didn't seem to mind it, but with white men it was different. One out of every three white men who went there died of fever. The company of men from France set to work and worked for several years on the canal. But so many of their men died, and so much money was spent, and so little canal was dug, that at last they gave it up, stopped digging. Later, the United States rented from the little country of Panama a piece of land forever. A piece of land 10 miles wide, like a belt, right across the isthmus. This belt of land is called the Canal Zone. But before the United States started to dig the canal, they said, We must make the Canal Zone a healthful and fit place for white people to work, so that they won't die as soon as we send them down there. So they sent a famous doctor down to the canal zone to see if he could make the zone a more healthful place for white men to live in. This doctor found out that what made the isthmus so unhealthful was, what do you suppose? Nothing but little mosquitoes. These mosquitoes were different, however, from those we have that merely leave an itchy spot where they bite. The mosquitoes down there were of an entirely different kind. Some of them were town mosquitoes and some were country mosquitoes. The country mosquitoes gave people malaria, which was bad enough. But the worst kind of mosquitoes were the town mosquitoes. They gave people a terrible disease called yellow fever, a disease that turned people yellow and killed almost everyone who caught it. So the doctor said, I'll find out how to get rid of the mosquitoes and keep them from killing the people. Accordingly, he went after the mosquitoes first, and this is the way he killed them. The town mosquitoes he killed with sulfur smoke, sulfur from Popocatépetl, and the country mosquitoes he killed with oil, oil from Mexico too. Then he cleaned up the marshes and other places where the mosquitoes lived and raised their enormous families so that they had no place to live, and in these ways he changed the canal zone from the most unhealthful place, ITWW, to one of the most healthful places, ITWW. Then, and not until then, the United States went ahead and made the canal. They didn't cut the land straight through, however, as the French had started to do, so that the Atlantic and Pacific could run together. That would have meant too much digging, even with dynamite. For dynamite blows up land, and the land has to be carried away after it is blown up. So the United States dug a ditch across the isthmus on top of the land and used a river and a lake already there to keep this ditch filled with water. At each end of this ditch or canal, they made locks to raise ships from the sea at one end and to lower them to the sea at the other. So ships now go across from one ocean to the other, but most of the way they sail on fresh water, for neither ocean runs into the other. Namerica and Sumerica are not cut apart. They are still joined and always will be until the Creator does the separating.